Hello.
Hi,
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's so great. I'm pretty good too. As we're recording this, twas the week before Christmas.
Oh yeah.
So this time of year is always super fun at work because it's like really chill. And everyone's like, And I just love good excuses to eat really good food and so much sugar.
Yeah.
Faye just brought me over some Christmas crack.
Oh yeah.
It was so good.
I
I'm gonna have to
love that
make some.
stuff.
And it seems like pretty. I looked up a recipe after you left, and it was exactly how you described it, but it was very, very like inexpensive
Yeah.
sounding.
Yeah.
It tastes so good.
Hello.
How are you so fantastic? Or why are you
I
not
don't know.
how?
I've had a really good past 3 weeks.
That's good.
3 or 2 weeks.
Is it the holidays?
No, because usually I'm super depressed around this time.
Yeah, because of winter and
Yeah.
everything.
I don't know. I've just been doing well.
Good.
It's
I'm proud of you.
been great. I
Good.
feel like it's gonna crash soon.
You think so?
Yeah, it always does.
Hopefully, whenever it goes down, it'll be our holiday party, and that'll kind of bump
Yeah.
you up a little. Yeah.
Hope so.
We'll fish for you and drag you out of the deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I'm excited. I love the holidays.
Yeah, me too, usually.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sad about it.
I really like giving people gifts. I like making stuff, and there's so many holiday
Oh,
crafts.
yeah. I was just glazing cookies with my mom earlier today.
I was making cookies with my niece and my dad.
Aww.
Yeah. So we made some melted snowman cookies, but they're not for anyone. We made a few for my mom's neighbor, and then we just had all these cookies left. And I was like, we could make the melted snowman cookies, or we could just do whatever. And me and my niece made we made monster cookies
Oh.
with Halloween sprinkles. Because I know
Tis the season.
nobody would know this except for my dad who's listening, but me and my niece are like really into Halloween to the point where like I made her that dollhouse.
Oh yeah.
So I
That was
bought
so cool.
me and my mom bought this dollhouse on Facebook Marketplace, and it was one of those like three tier like 3 or 4 3 foot
It
huge
was tall,
ones.
yeah.
Yeah. And not plastic, it was like wooden. And I bought it, and we spray painted everything black. And then we bought all these things to like make flooring and wallpaper and all kinds of stuff. And I painted it with like glow in the dark paint, and I glued lights inside. And then we got her all of these like dolls. I don't know what brand they were. They weren't Monster High because they don't make Monster High anymore, but they were similar. They were like spooky looking dolls
Monster middle.
with like
They're just shorter.
like different color hair, and yeah, it was just
That's so
fun.
cool.
Yeah,
I love it.
and she plays with it all the time still.
That's good.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope my daughter is into Halloween.
She will be. We'll make her be.
We're 0 for 2 for good holidays so far since she's been born. Because on Halloween she didn't nap for like 7 hours straight because Fuji was barking at all the trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And then that was a horrible night at nighttime. And then on Thanksgiving was fine, but then we got COVID.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully Christmas is better.
It will be.
Do you have any hot goss?
have a story to tell.
Do tell.
Okay. So I'm a dog sitter,
Yeah.
specifically on an app that like you set up and people request you for dog sitting. So a long time ago, like October or September,
Whoa.
I had someone who was like, "Hey, can you watch my dog for Christmas?" And I was like,
Yeah.
"Sure, yeah, you're way early. I can totally do that."
Yeah.
They came for a meet and greet. It was okay. Their kids kept putting their hands in my blind dog's face, and I was like, "He's gonna bite them."
Oh my God.
But he didn't. So I was really happy. And then I didn't hear from them, which is normal
Yeah.
because there's nothing to talk about. And then
Yeah.
the day before, because they give you a window of like times that they'll be coming, but hers was like 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. or whatever. Oh, so I messaged her the day before and I was like, hey, can you tell me what time I should be expecting this dog? Yeah. So I'm like aware and home. And she was like, she said, what works for you between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m.? Which is still a huge window. But then she's like, oh, by the way, can you watch him like 2 weeks extra? I'll give you cash. And around this time, it books up quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I already had a dog and I don't do two dogs from different households at once because I don't know how they're going to get along. And so I told her, oh, she said, if you can't, then my son-in-law can pick him up or pick her up on the designated day. So I was like, yeah, I can't. I'm sorry. Here's what time works best for me.
Okay.
And then I don't hear from her.
Okay.
And then an appointment I had got canceled. So I messaged her again. I was like, hey, my appointment got canceled. You can come whenever you want. Still heard nothing.
Okay.
The time I gave her was 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll just wait till 1. So I waited till 1, nothing. Waited till 2, nothing. Waited till 3, nothing. So around 4, I messaged her. I was like, hey, should I still be expecting your dog? And then, and like 30 minutes later, she's like, so sorry, we have to cancel. The really shitty thing is my cancellation policy is so lenient that I don't even get money. And I was counting on that money.
Yeah. So they were, that dog was going to stay with you for like a few weeks.
Yeah, I was going to get, it was like $300, $360, I think, that I just don't get now.
What a jerk.
So I changed my cancellation policy to 3 days. So if they cancel within 3 days,
then it's fine.
Then it's fine.
That's wild.
I was so mad.
Do you charge more for holidays?
It does automatically.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't changed that.
Good.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I was so angry, but I was like kind of happy because like now I can do New Year's and whatever.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah. It was just, it's so inconsiderate.
It is. And like not even like day of, that's like after she was supposed to be there.
Yeah. And the thing is, she said between 6 and 1, so I'm assuming she's leaving at 1 to wherever they're going, so she's probably already on her vacation and she's like, oh, we have to cancel.
Who's watching the dog?
I don't know, probably her son-in-law or whoever was gonna pick it up.
So dumb.
I'm so angry. And like maybe someone died and I shouldn't be angry,
but we don't know.
Yeah.
So fuck
I'm
them.
I'm just assuming she's inconsiderate. It just made me so mad because like she probably knew that she wasn't gonna choose me the day before. Mm-hmm. So just tell me.
Yeah, don't make you wait around.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I'm sorry.
That's okay,
but I'm happy you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, we get to record now because I don't have a dog.
I was telling Michael, I was like, I feel really bad. The only time I get to see my friends is when we're recording, and that's like work. Like, you want to hang out with me, we have to be between this time and this time, and my dog's gonna attack you, and then you have to leave because I gotta do shit with a baby and pump, and also you have to do homework.
We can play hopscotch after this if you want.
Sure.
Well, we have 2 parties coming up.
Yeah,
so that'll be fun.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I have a dress that fits that I bought for my Christmas work party. And I'm gonna be wearing the same dress at both.
Nice.
Because
I probably will too.
Nothing fits me.
I have a really pretty pink dress that I wore for my Carly concert. Probably just wear that.
Perfect.
Yeah,
why not?
It's not very Christmassy, but
whatever.
Yeah.
So speaking of Christmas,
yeah,
this has nothing to do with that.
Speaking of holidays.
Speaking of holidays, guess what tomorrow is whenever this episode comes out?
What's up?
Groundhog Day.
Aw, the cutest holiday there is.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about Groundhog Day, so I looked it up.
Oh, good.
And here's my homework.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we're on Holy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
Okay. So, Groundhog Day is celebrated every year on February 2nd. Although the modern holiday is a uniquely American tradition, the history stretches hundreds of years back to European traditions and even ancient times.
Wow.
Yeah. The most famous tradition today involves a groundhog predicting the conclusion of winter by seeing his own shadow. According to the weather lore, which I didn't know was a thing.
Weather lore.
So if he sees his shadow... If the plump prognosticator. Prognosticator emerges from his hole on a clear day and sees his shadow. He will retreat, and there will be 6 more weeks of wintry weather or no shadow. If he emerges from his burrow and does not see his shadow, then early spring weather is right around the corner. What most don't realize is that Groundhog Day is actually rooted in astronomy.
Oh.
And the movement of the Earth around the sun. In the Northern Hemisphere, this date marks the midpoint between the winter solstice in December and the spring equinox in March. Which is cool.
That was cool.
Originally, Groundhog Day was a Celtic festival marking the year's first cross-quarter day, or the midpoint between seasons, which makes sense. Celebrated at the beginning of February, the day was called Imbolc.
Oh.
A term from Old Irish that is most often translated to in the belly.
Aww.
A reference to the soon to arrive lambs of spring.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
That is so cute.
The celebration of Imbolc signaled that the sun was halfway through its advance toward the spring equinox, and the season of new birth and light was on the horizon. This day has also been called St. Brigid's Day, which stems from a mixing of figures and traditions from pagan and Christian beliefs. The Celtic goddess Brigantia is associated with dawn, light, and spring, which are qualities later associated with Brigid of Kildare, a Christian saint, and one of Ireland's patron saints. Although it is distinct from Imbolc, the Christian festival of Candlemas...
Candlemas.
Yep.
I want to celebrate that one.
Is also observed on February 2nd. The name refers to the candles lit that day in churches, which celebrate the presentation of Christ's child in the Temple of Jerusalem. Groundhog Day has a rich history based on deeper meaning. It speaks to the triumph of spring over winter, and birth over death. Again, note the appearance of light over dark with the appearance of candles and dawn, and of course the spiritual light of a holier presence. So, that's cool. So, you might be wondering,
of course,
why a groundhog?
Yes.
I know that was on the tip of your tongue. So, how does a groundhog fit into the ancient festival? You might ask.
How does a groundhog fit into the ancient festival?
Historically, a groundhog wasn't the animal of choice.
Oh.
What I think is interesting is a bear.
Aww.
Brought the forecast to the people of France and England.
A bear.
While those in Germany looked to a badger.
So cute.
Mm-hmm. In the 1800s, German immigrants to Pennsylvania brought their Candlemas legends with them, finding no badgers, but lots of groundhogs, also called woodchucks and whistle pigs.
Whistle pigs?
You never heard of that?
No.
Oh, yeah. They make like a whistle noise.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Whistle pig.
We see them a lot whenever we're camping.
Aww.
They're so fat. And they just so like cute. Sit on a rock and they're just like, they're just so cute.
Love them.
They adapted the New World species to fit the lore.
Oh, wow.
Some similar customs. In Croatia and Serbia, Orthodox Christians have a tradition that on February 2nd or February 15th, the meaning, oh gosh, they celebrate, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. The bear will awaken from winter dormancy, and if he sees his own shadow in the sleepy and confused state, it will get scared and go back to sleep for an additional 40 days.
Oh my God.
Thus prolonging the winter. If it's sunny, it's a sign that the winter is not over yet. If it's cloudy, it's a good sign the winter is about to end, I suppose.
Interesting.
Similarly, in Germany, on June 27th, they recognize the Seven Sleepers Day. And I will not even attempt. That's not a word. It was a long strew of...
letters.
Yes. If it rains that day, the rest of the summer is supposedly going to be rainy, as well as in the United Kingdom, July 15th is known as Saint Swithin's Day. It was traditionally believed that if it rained on that day, it would rain for the next 40 days.
Ooh.
Yep. My sources are almanac.com and Wikipedia.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I like the bear part.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
That is cute. Just coming out.
He's like, oh, I'm too sleepy. And then he presses snooze. 40
more days.
That's a
so cute.
Decent snooze, period.
Yeah, it is. I wish I could do that.
Me too. we snoozed a lot last night, and it really messed up my pumping schedule.
Really?
Yeah, because she was... I was up later than usual playing my new video game. And we went to bed, and it wasn't even that. It was like 45 minutes to an hour later than we normally do. But she fell asleep on the couch, my baby. So we moved her from the couch to her bassinet. And in doing so, it woke her up.
Aww.
And then she proceeded to scream bloody murder for like 2 hours.
She was mad.
Yes. And so that was fun. So when we finally went to bed, it was like almost 1.
Uh-huh.
And we wake up at 2 to feed her and pump. And so 2 o'clock came around after being asleep for an hour. And I was like, let's just do 3. And Michael's like, cool. So we wake up at 3. And then so it just threw everything off. Because then the next time we woke up at 7 instead of 6.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Dat baby.
Oh, yeah. Snoozing.
Snoozing.
Yeah.
Press snooze for 40 years. I mean, days. Years would be good for me.
We're not even 40 yet.
No.
Well, that's it. What else is going on in February?
Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
My second favorite holiday.
Second to Halloween.
Yeah.
Why do you like Valentine's? Just because of the hearts?
Everything's pink and hearts, and I love it.
I mean, it is a really cute holiday.
It's my favorite. Second favorite.
I think nothing will ever beat Halloween.
That's true.
But that's okay. It doesn't need to. I think my second favorite would be Christmas, just because I like giving people gifts.
I like getting gifts.
There you go. So you should like Christmas, too.
I do. It's probably 3rd.
Yeah. I mean, your birthday, that's kind of a holiday in your own life.
I don't celebrate that one.
Where you are your own main character. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the month. I don't know if we're going to have a special Valentine's Day episode or just another halfway through the month episode, which is the next day. We haven't decided yet.
We'll make up our minds eventually.
Yep. But until then, we'll see you guys next Friday.
Goodbye.
Bye.